Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is media partner of the EFP's Producers on the Move networking platform, which is taking place at the Cannes Film Festival. The aim of this initiative is to assist European producers in finding partners for their upcoming projects, to strengthen industry networking opportunities, and to offer a platform where the producer's potential is recognised. Here is a clip featuring one of 20 of the most energetic, emerging producers from across Europe who have been selected to participate in this networking platform.
Hello everyone, my name is Aet Laigo and I'm a producer from Estonia. My company is called Meteorite, or Meteorite in translation. It's an independent production company and we focus on the development, production and co-production of international film content. And we typically, you know, work with third parties on like various co-production arrangements to co-produce, finance and distribute our films. We are considered in Estonia to be sort of like pioneers in the field of production because I'm always looking for new alternative niches. And we're actually the first Estonian company ever to produce a film in English language and to shoot it in England. The Arbiter, which premiered in competition East of the West at the Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, that starred a UK well-known TV star, Lee Ingleby. Well, of course, it's very small, and because of that, it's also very competitive. There are like roughly 20 active producers, and there is a very kind of set financing structure how to finance films. And in Estonia, you are considered really successful, you know, at least in the past when you could make a film every 5 years. So I can say that I'm a really successful producer because I've done like three films so far, you know. But it's changing. Today it's changing and there are more opportunities, and that is also what kind of motivated me to find alternative ways or look outside of Estonia to have more kind of international look on the storytelling and not just to look at the small local stories, which most of the companies do here. Clearly, the most successful box office films are about middle-aged men who chase teenage women, you know, like in the genre of comedy. That kind of works everywhere. Or if we're speaking of Estonian film and also the international films that make it big everywhere else, you know, like Transformers and, you know, so on and so forth, they make quite decent box office in Estonia. But the more kind of intelligent audience and the art house audience, or this is still, you know, quite small. So I think it's pretty much the same. Like everywhere else in the world. Most of my projects, you know, strive to be more international, either, you know, to have a universal story or to be then pure, to be actually like true international collaborations in terms of creative collaboration as well, you know, including talent from abroad and so on and so forth. Features are my thing, although we are also thinking about, you know, if a good idea for a TV series comes to my way, I don't kind of push it away. And we have increased our know-how in our company, you know, in that field as well. I think it's a Hollywood most one most renowned script advisors, John Truby. We went to his masterclass in Berlin this year, and that was particularly on TV series and how to tell a story throughout the TV series. But I think it's my heart still is in features, and you know what can I say? I want to do more comedy, you know. Just more comedy, and I'm developing. We are developing a couple of projects. That one of them is a comedy, and the other one is a drama with comic elements. But overall, we work roughly on a slate of six films at the time, and we push them all. So that's the capacity. It's hard to prioritize because every film project is a prototype. And it's very, very kind of different from another project in terms of everything. How do you finance it? How do you, you know, what's the genre? Who's the team? And they have to kind of have this individual approach. So you can't, and it takes, each project takes a different amount of time to make. For instance, our last film, Mother, we did very, very quickly. It's one of the fastest films I've made, which was now premiered in New York in Tribeca in International Narrative Competition. We basically did the film from an idea to finished film in like 6 weeks, but six a month. So it's like very, very fast. And some films might take up to 5 years or even 10 years to make. So, but okay. But I have my favorites. I do have my favorite, and I think I can say that it's because I've never really done a real comedy. And this is a comedy project called Cladonia, you know, which is a fictional country. In short, it's a country whose president wants to solve its immigration problems by hiring a superhero. So that's in a nutshell what it is. But it's something that I want to develop into kind of a comedy that people just don't, they think, go like, what just hit me, you know? It's definitely something that they haven't seen before. So my company does have another focus, which is, you know, I'm no way like a sexist or feminist or anything, you know, like, you know, I'm no-ist, if that's a word. But one of the niches of my company is also to work, you know, with as many female, you know, if there is a story that drives me, I look for good female stories with good female leads, you know, because they are very, very rare and far apart, you know, to find these kind of films about mature women, particularly, not just, you know, teenage stories. And they're written by women and made by women. And I think I enjoy working with women. Of course, I do enjoy working with men as well. But I prefer working with men if I develop a male character or story about a man, because, you know, obviously I'm not a man. So, but that's maybe the one focus of my company as well. But in the past, I've been working mostly with women, and I have a number of projects that are about women and with female directors and writers.
Thank you very much for listening. I'm Matt Micucci, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.